Welcome to the NFC South. I'm Kyle, the student of the game, and with me once again, I've got Chris and Weasel to bring you all that will be in the coming season for this division, starting off with the Carolina Panthers. Probably for the first time in a long time, addition by subtraction can be applied here in correct form, and I'm talking about the departure of Jake Delhomme. Really not the most popular player amongst the student of the game. But he will be replaced by Matt Moore, who had some starts towards the end of the year, did a pretty solid job. And his backup will be rookie sensation Jimmy Clausen. Not as sensational as Tebow, perhaps, in terms of hype and all that, but actually, matter of fact, his talent as well. Really, what the heck makes people think that Jimmy Clausen's good? But
he had the hype in high school.
Okay.
He was highly recruited, like freshman, sophomore year in high school, and I don't think he panned out at Notre Dame. He left early, and everyone thinks he's all this great, but.
Yeah, those quarterbacks that leave early, they're risky, right, Jets fan? Anyways, going over to the running back position, D'Angelo Williams and Jonathan Stewart, both excellent running backs, a great 1-2 punch for the combination of brawn and breeziness, as it were. And, the wide receiver spot, our top two specimens are Steve Smith and Dwayne Jarrett. Steve Smith actually suffered a broken arm in the offseason. With what he got?
Well, he broke his arm playing flag football in the offseason. Mm-hmm. Did violate his contract. But now he has plates and just over 20 screws in his arm. So, but he's back catching balls. Mm-hmm.
So he didn't just break it, he really messed it up.
Yeah.
Playing flag football with a bunch of kids.
Well, yeah, I mean, it'd be one thing if he had done it with a bunch of adults. I can see how that would happen. Hell, I've seen someone get in a concussion while playing flag football before. I mean, fortunately, I was playing linebacker, and they threw a long ball, so I wasn't involved in the play. And it was a co-ed game, and some girl got a concussion. Figure that out. Anyway, so, I mean, I can see where that would happen, but then, you know, you're playing against little Timmy, and you get rocked. That's just weird. Anyway, so, when the injury first occurred, they were very certain he'd be back before week one. Tight end Jeff King is worth mentioning. He's pretty talented. O-line top names are Ryan Khalil and Jeff Otaw, worth mentioning here. Otaw is a rookie, is he not?
No,
he's not. Last year was. Okay, so he's young. I didn't remember exactly how young, but now we know. Top cornerback still is Chris Gamble. He's a good contributor. And then their linebackers, Dan Connor and John Beeson, a factor on defense as well. They're almost good. That's really the best I can do for them. They need more wide receiver. They need more on their D-line since the departure of Julius Peppers, who's now a Chicago Bear. I have them at 6-10, 2-4 on the season, and I think they'll be sweeping the Bucks. So that's their two wins. More on that later. Weasel, what you got?
Got him at 1-5, and
he's
fishing 4-12.
Chris.
Yeah, well, they also got, I think it's Hollis Thomas, I think his defensive tackle, he's suspended 8 games.
Okay.
And then those two linebackers, Connor and Benson, are really the only two linebackers they have right now. They have 5 linebackers that are injured right now.
Oh, my. I missed that.
Thomas Davis tore his poor knee ligament, so he's done, probably. They got Jamar Williams, who's out with a shoulder, so you think with Jordan said, and then Quentin Culberson's thigh, they're all out of practice on Saturday.
It's a good thing they played the 4-3. That's right.
So I got them 2-4 in division, 6-10 overall.
And once again, now that we already have a match in this show, once again, we do not look over these together, so anything that happens to match is a pure accident. Anyways, moving on to last year's Super Bowl champs, the New Orleans Saints. Of course, we got Drew Brees and Patrick Ramsey, his backup at the quarterback spot. Pierre Thomas and Reggie Bush are top two running backs on the chart. Marquez Colston, Devery Henderson, and Lance Moore, your wide receivers. Khaki, Jeremy Shackey, your top tight end. Your top defensive lineman being Will Smith, top offensive lineman, John Stinkum, linebacker Donovan Vilma. And amongst DBs, they've acquired Randall Gay, and they still have Tracy Porter, who made the fated catch. But I think the biggest blow right now on the pup, Darren Sharper, the veteran safety. That's kind of a big deal.
They also added running back in the back. Liddell Betts.
Liddell Betts, yes, okay.
And they lost Mike Bell, running back, at the end of the year, just a year ago, last year.
So I think he got picked up by somebody else, but I'm not sure who that is as of yet. I believe he will be... no, I'm lying. Anyway.
He did get picked up by someone else. I'm trying to think of who it was.
Okay, well, we'll check that out in a minute. But in the meantime, everybody, there is a lot of noise being made about a Saints repeat. Every year there's people asking if the champ can repeat. More so, it seems to me, this year than normal. Maybe it's because, you know, the watching New Orleans and I'm surrounded by more of the hype personally. But I don't see a repeat, but I don't see them doing bad either. Mostly, much like the Bears of 2003 who made it to the Super Bowl under Rex Grossman because their division was so bad. The Saints, too, will win their division with an 11-5 record and will be 6-0 overall within their division. Weasel.
I got them at 5-1 in the division, 11-5
overall. Okay, 5-1 in the division. All right. Well, okay. Because, yeah, the division's really... Well, we'll get to that.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
Chris?
I got them 4-2. I think they might choke in one of those games, Nicklar or Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And I got them 11-5 overall. They play against Minnesota and Dallas, so those might be a little tough for them.
I see. Yeah, Minnesota. I'm calling it now. And try to keep yourself a contained Vikings fan. The Vikings are going to kill them in the opener because of the occurrence and the way it went down last year in that game. The Vikings are going to flat out destroy. That game will be played with a vendetta. And the Saints, I don't think, will be quite done with the party hangover yet. So that is definitely one of the five they're going to lose is that opener, in my mind. I'm calling it now.
Yeah, they really beat up Russ Harper in that game. And let's just say that today they did have players actually go to convince Fred to come back. He did, though, a little bit better job protecting it than Gap and Dead.
Yes, today, August 18th, the date of this recording, that's right. just so everybody is aware of that.
Thanks, Gap.
And New Orleans did draft a lot of geeks. Corners, linebackers, I mean, I think they had like 8 draft picks and 6 of them defensive players.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first one was Patrick Robinson, the cornerback, but the next two were offensive. They had Charles Brown, offensive tackle out of Southern Cal, and tight end is going to be under Happy Jeremy Shocker, also from Miami, Jimmy Graham.
So. Okay.
So they were later picks, but I mean, yeah.
So, right, I mean, and from that standpoint, you as a former listener, Chris, or maybe current, I don't know, and Weasel having done the show with me, you'll remember for years I've been preaching the Saints need more frickin' defense. Really, that's kind of my attitude now. I'd like to see more out of the defensive line than Will Smith, honestly. But, you know, I mean, it worked. When your offense is that high-powered, you can get by with an okay defense. And when they have Darren Sharper, they achieve that. For those out there who need a good analogy to what I'm saying, the Steelers may not have had as good an offense, but that Steeler defense pretty much shut down with Polamalu out. I think the same, if not worse, will happen without Sharper on the field for the Saints. Anyway, so moving over to the team that's really the love child of everybody on the planet, short of the Saints themselves, I give you the Atlanta Falcons. Quarterback Matt Ryan and Chris Redman. His backup, Matt Ryan, has gotten a lot of hype. He is not officially overrated yet, but man, he's dancing pretty close to it. I mean, ESPN, all your major analysts are all over this dude. I don't think he's a top 5 starter in the league. I would struggle to put him at top 10. So when we get done with this, we're going to play a little game with that. We'll get to that in a minute. Of course, at running back, Michael the Burner Turner. Last year, not so much. But going into the offseason, he was kind of challenged by the fact he did so poorly by his standards. Did what he could to get in shape, started working out pretty hard, doing that. Coming back with the vengeance, I think it's going to matter, and I think he's going to have much better numbers. Watch that for your fantasy sleeper. I'm just saying. Jarius Norwood and Jason Snelling, also excellent contributors in the running game as well. Receivers Roddy White and Michael Jenkins, like it's been since the Michael Vick days, with number three being Brian Finneran. Their D-line, Jonathan Bannimal, Johnny Abraham, both very talented guys. Linebacker, Mike Peterson, and DB pickup cornerback Dante Robinson, also a factor as well. I have the Falcons 9-7, 4-2 in the division. Chris?
I got the same thing, 9-7, 4-2 in the division.
I got it written down right here.
9-7-4-2, all of us.
9-7-4-2.
I would like to remind everybody, just like we did with the first team we covered here, we do not go over these beforehand, but what we'll do is we'll transition to this game. Name 10 quarterbacks that are better than Matt Ryan. Alternating one by one, starting with Weasel. Go.
Tom Brady.
Chris.
Peyton Manning.
Weasel.
Aaron Rodgers.
Chris.
Drew Brees.
Weasel.
McNabb.
Interesting. That's dancing, but we'll give you that. Chris.
Brett Favre.
Okay. Well, yeah, we can count him out.
He's
better than Matt Ryan. I'll grant that. Weasel. Too slow. Roethlisberger. Chris. You need just one more. Come on, buddy.
Eli Manning.
Okay, Eli's better. Okay.
I didn't know if you mentioned.
And I think.
Did we mention Peyton Manning?
Yeah. He got. So we got the Manning brothers, Brady, Breeze, Roethlisberger, Favre.
Roger,
thank you.
Yeah, and he's underrated too. So
I think he's severely underrated, frankly. But he is better than Matt Ryan.
Not Rodgers. I'm not thinking Rodgers. Rodgers. Yeah, he's underrated.
Maybe.
Sorry, I was thinking
maybe.
We don't even need to go to maybes. I mean, we're putting together a list of eight here, and then you get into some places where there's some debate. You say McNabb. I don't know.
Cutler,
Carson Palmer.
I was going to say partner before Palmer before Cutler, definitely. And then you know, for my money, like we said, Breeze earlier. And actually, there are no good quarterbacks in the AFC West or NFC West. What do I know? Or the AFC West, for that matter.
That's what I was thinking.
You got him.
When you said Rogers, I thought you said Rivers. And that's what I was saying.
Yeah,
I'm like,
I've played this game with Rivers before, and I was able to come up with 9 quarterbacks better. If we were to put Ryan at 10, I would put Rivers at 9. I guess maybe, possibly. I don't know. This probably will be a good little. Random bit segment to do during the season once we have some numbers and evidence with which to make a case that we can prove that Philip the Fraud is the fraud again, but enough time with that.
Matt Moore.
Okay, Matt Moore and Matt Schaub, an interesting thought. Those two might actually knock both of them down out of the top 10 depending on how it goes when the season starts. But one team I'm pretty sure that's screwed no matter what would be your Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Josh Freeman and Josh Johnson at the starting quarterback position, or starting backup quarterback position. I think Josh Johnson is better than Josh Freeman, but that's just me. Your running back core, the most impressive list of injury-prone people I've ever seen. Carnell Williams, the Cadillac himself. Derek Ward, Clifton Smith, and Ernest Graham. Maurice Stovall, Reggie Brown, and Steve Strotter are your top receivers for the team. And linebacker Barrett Rudd leads the once great, but not as much now, linebacker corps. Rondae Barber still on the roster. I'm surprised he's still alive with Hakeem Talib, his other corner. And the safety is Savvy Piscitelli and Tanard Jackson, probably one of the worst duos overall, although I do like Piscitelli because the kid's got heart, he's just not that good. With that analysis, I'll lead it off with the negativity fans. 2-14, 0-6. Weasel.
2-4 and 4-12.
Oh, you optimist. Weasel. Or Chris.
Alright, they did get 2 defensive tackles drafted in the first 2 rounds.
McCoy?
Gerald McCoy, yeah.
McCoy.
Ryan Price.
Right, so that kinda helps with the aging defensive lineman had last year.
See, you say that kind of helps. If they wanted to help, they'd have kept Chris Hoban. I'm just saying.
Yeah, he's on IR.
Yeah, he's on injured reserve right now.
He's playing for the...
But he's still on
he's injured. He's on injured reserve.
Yeah.
He is now. Yeah. But if they kept him, is what I'm saying.
Well, they played, but still, they were...
Ready. Maybe. Maybe he got hurt in his current team's camp. You think about that there, Smarty fans?
But, yeah. But with Hoban, they were ranked towards the bottom in the league.
Yeah, exactly.
Rushing. So
what
they
was
need
it?
To do 30,
32 against the run, 29th or 27th against the pass.
Right. Well,
either way, sterling marks.
But what's funny also here is their team is young.
Mm.
I think they had a stat that I read. They only have 5 players over the age of 30. 3 of them are starting.
Wow.
They did pick up Reggie Brown also. So
yes, that's correct. I mentioned it earlier.
So I got them 2-4 in division, 5-11 overall. Their bonus games are Detroit and Washington. So I mean, anything can happen. The 2 wins in division, 2 wins against them, that's 4. I think they might be able to squeak another one out of the NFC West. At least one out of that weak division. That's who they play against. So, I mean, I think 5-11 is 2-4.
See, I see the Bucks giving these weak teams an opportunity to make people think they're improving. That's all I'm saying. And, I mean, I'm still not sold on Raheem Morris. Like, he's got this following of, yeah, man, he's got blah, 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 blah. I'm like, dude, he's not really improved anything yet. Oh, well, you know, the Bucks traded all those draft picks to get Gruden and all this. Dude, no. What is it? There's a lot of, we've been over the fact that there's a lot of younger talent, and a lot of the older school has been cut for various reasons, but I don't know. The Josh Freeman pick in itself made last year just kind of proved that there's somebody insane at the wheel.
Well,
yes, correct.
That's because Ryan Morris was a coach at Kansas State where Josh Freeman came from, and Josh Freeman was at the school while Ryan Morris was there. So that's kind of like, you know, you see them in action, you know, on the team, kind of, you know, favorite, don't know about the other ones.
I know that guy. That means good.
But, you know, like they say, well, one player doesn't change the team or whatever.
Mm.
But Derek Brooks was gone last year. Look at how the defense fell. 32nd against the run.
Well, yeah.
Without Derek Brooks, I mean.
But, you know, I mean, we're going to go there. One person doesn't make it, but I think he represented the last straw. Yeah, I mean, they'd already lost Sapp. To the Raiders. Lynch went to the Broncos, and they weren't the same since then. I'm going to butcher his name. Brian Kelly? I don't remember who the old corner used to be. Brian Kelly was his name. Okay. Hakeem Talib wasn't bad, but, you know, or he isn't bad, but he's not Brian Kelly. Dwayne White left some time ago. Simeon Rice retired some time ago. I think White actually left 2 years ago. We went to the Lions. I think he's retired now. I'm not sure.
That was longer than that, and he went to Arizona. And then, wait, no, he came from Arizona.
Right.
Yeah, he went somewhere and got cut.
Are you talking about Rice? Yeah, okay.
Yes, I mean Rice.
So, I mean, just there's...
But still, they weren't that bad 2 years ago when they still had Derek Brooks. And then last year, without Derek Brooks, when they go with this kind of youth movement...
Well, and then 2 years ago, yeah, exactly. And then 2 years ago, they also had an offense that might accidentally do something again every now and again on accident, thanks to Jeff Garcia. You know, but now they're just bad on both sides, period, I think is the point we're getting to. So if you disagree with our assessment in any way, shape, form, and fashion, please feel free to let us know at our email box, thesotg@gmail.com, and... also, if there's any other teams you want covered for the regular season, go ahead and let us know before the regular season starts. We'll see if we can't make that happen for you. And also follow us on Twitter at TheSOTG. So until next time, we are done with the NFC South, and we will see you with the AFC East.